Attention, please. Passengers are reminded that someone else is doing the driving for a change. That's right, you're off the hook. So, what's it going to be? A book? A podcast? How about a cheeky snooze? Go on, why not? You time again. Enjoying the ride again. Travel by train again. Nothing connects us to the people, places and things we love like rail. Let's get back on track.
Deezer Originals.
This podcast is brought to you by the people at Deezer. We've met them, and they're actually okay. Deezer.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Joe thought it would take an hour or two.
Yep.
And Mark thought more. But it only took 2 seconds because we live next door. It's the Porn Section Podcast. It's the Porn Section Podcast. It's the Porn Section Podcast. It's the Porn Section Podcast.
Hello. Hello and welcome. Oh, no. A bonus note from the bassist. Hello, and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast.
Hello.
From me, my name is Alex Horn, and them, Joe, Ben, Will, Mark, and Stuart, or something, are...
Ed.
Ed, our temporary pianist. The band. Now, unfortunately, this podcast is jam-packed with musical jam, the tastiest of the jam, so there's not much time for me to talk at the start. We're going to get cracking with the music. Open your ears, open your eyes, and most of all, open your minds as we enter the podcast zone. So, is it definitely Ed?
Yes.
Ed, please start playing some piano in a futuristic way. Play the music of the future, what they'll be listening to in 2019. Oh. Wow. Ben and Mark, can you join in, but make it sound nicer? Remember, this is the very start of the podcast. We want people to keep listening. Oh, I have to do. Good. Dramatic. So today we're going to be talking, singing and often arguing about nature, time, spices and people. As always, we have a special one-person guest audience, and today that person... is the appropriately named Richard Osman. You can stop if you want. I was just thinking what an appropriate name Richard Osman is, guys.
Appropriate for what?
Well, I just think it's an appropriate name for the man. Like if he was called...
Because it's his name.
Well, but if it was a different name, if he was called Patty St. Maria, that wouldn't be an appropriate name for him.
That's a good point.
If he was an Australian man, it'd be even better, wouldn't it?
Richard Osman. But my point was, if he was called Margaret Mayo, that wouldn't be an appropriate name. That was my point. Oh, yeah. If he was called Sir Dennis Klinsman, it wouldn't be appropriate. All right? So, yes, Richard Osman, the perfect name for him, will be here soon. But first I'd like to ask Joe and Willip to sing a song about nature. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So please describe each other's outfits, then get on with the song.
Joe's mainly in brown.
Thank you. Will is half in brown.
Yeah. Is that enough?
Well, I don't think so. But off you go. And for listeners with people who don't like the very worst of the swear words, beware. That word will feature in this song. We stand by it in the context, but some of you won't like it. So skip on if you don't.
If I were a dog, I'd bite most the men I see. If I were a spider, I'd build a massive web between two trees. If I were a fly, I'd spread all the worst disease. If I were a flower, I'd do my very best to make you sneeze. If I were a shark, I would loiter near the beach. If I were a maggot, I'd make my home inside the sweetest peach. If
I were a snake, I would hug with all my might. If I were a dung beetle, I'd seek you out and cover you in shite. I'm an angry bee, I dislike everyone I meet. I've got the gift of the sting, but I can only use it once. That just doesn't seem fair, because the world is full of cunts. I'm an angry bee, and what really riles me is that I'm pretty sure my lack of sting is cause and not effect. How can I express that when I don't have the outlet? I'm a toothless tiger, or bark without a bite, a lizard with a one-inch tongue, a horse without a night. Think I'm gonna sting myself and die. I don't think I can sting myself, I've tried. The trouble is I can't reach my behind.
Well, there's a lot I'd like to say about that song, because it's made me feel quite angry and also happy. So thank you, Will. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Luckily for you two, our special one-person guest audience has arrived, so let's play something appropriate for Richard Osman. Richard Osman is here. Richard Osman is here. Richard Osman. It's too loud, isn't it?
No, that was lovely. That's what I hear in my head when I walk around all day. That's lovely.
Oh, what are you listening to the podcast?
No. I just admit that. So I have like a Richard Osman jingle.
Oh, I see. You haven't heard this yet.
No. Goodness, no. Mm. I'm one of the many.
Richard.
Yes, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to introduce you to each member of the band.
Lovely.
And after they say their name, they're going to do a little bit of showing off with their instruments.
Okay.
No more than 4 seconds, yeah. Lads. And at the end, you can say which one you think is the best musician.
Okay, and I'll do guess the instrument.
You want to do guess the instrument?
Mm.
You don't know what these ones are?
No, I'm musically, I'm very poor.
Well, this is very exciting. So I'll say the name, they show off.
Okay.
And then you guess what the instrument
Lovely,
is.
Lovely, done.
Mark Brown on... Oh, you're going to play that? Okay. Enough of that. Guess the instrument.
Good bassoon.
No, let's see. The Orinoco. Joe Auckland.
Ocarina.
Yes, Joe Auckland now. Short.
Easy. Good, though. That's a bassoon.
It's a bassoon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
He is very short, though.
One from two.
Then we've got Ben Reynolds.
Drumsticks.
Drumsticks.
Easy.
It's one of the only ones which has you can put an animal before it and it becomes a thing, like chicken drumsticks. You don't get a pork trumpet.
You do.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, no. We've gone blue early. This is terrible.
It's a podcast. We can go blue.
Let's wind back. I don't think we should, though. Do you know? I think we should make it. Come on.
Okay.
Think about it. Parents listening, kids listening.
In the song before you arrived,
mm-hmm.
they said cunts.
Oh, guys, who said it?
It was Will and Joe.
Oh,
that's why, God. I felt so confused.
That is...
I know.
Mm.
It's not...
There it is. But can I just say, if people are listening, that I did not know. I didn't know that.
No.
I would have intervened.
I wish you had.
Yeah.
Will Collier next. That one over there, Willip.
That's the instrument my brother plays. That's the double bass.
The double bass.
Yeah, lovely.
Correct?
Pretty much. Close enough.
Yeah.
Single bass.
It's a single double bass, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half a double bass. And then finally, Nick on piano.
Oh, you gave it away.
Ed. Sorry, Ed. Oh, I've given it away.
Oh.
Well.
Wrong name, though.
Yes.
I'll guess his name.
Okay. Go on then, Nick. Ed.
Oh, dear. Nice. Ed on keys.
I love it.
So who's the best?
Who's the best?
I honestly liked the trumpet.
Mm.
Thanks, Richard.
That's a pleasure. Well, no, thank you.
Who do you think is the oldest?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's two more questions after this. No, not me.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to say bass. Bass is always the oldest.
Ooh, no.
I'm the youngest.
No, I meant... Oh, sorry, was that not the question?
Is this how you're going to play it?
I'm not entirely sure what I'm playing, but yes.
Oldest over there, the saxophonist, Mark Brown is
obviously.
The oldest.
No way.
Who do you think has the most money?
Oh, who's got the most money? You've got the most money, so you just did Taskmaster in America.
Silly question.
Have you not?
No.
How come?
We'll chat about this. And then finally, who do you think is the most northern?
The most northern.
Just from their faces.
The most northern. Mud. Drumsticks.
Ooh. Nope. I think he's the most southern.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm so bad at this.
Yes, you are. Next week will be easier. Mark, again, is the most
northern. Oh, no way. So it's always Mark.
Always Mark. I had you down as the most money as well, Mark.
Where are you from, Mark?
County Durham.
Oh, that's northern.
Norway.
Well, northern, yeah. Northern English.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant, isn't it?
I did. I didn't mean North Pole.
No, but if you were Scottish, then that would...
Another big if.
You got no Scots.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Richard?
That's good.
Blimey. Uh-oh. Well, Richard, you've done a lot of things, but are you hungry?
Yeah. I'm hungry because I've done a lot of things.
We're going to order a pizza.
No way.
And you can choose what music we have as I order from Domino's. What style of music would you like under
I don't know, like a Glen Campbell style. Oh, yeah. Imagine Glen Campbell is doing a Jimmy Webb song.
Okay. I'm imagining it, but now I'm going to hear it. What do you want on your pizza before I call it?
Pepperoni.
Okay.
And cheese.
And cheese.
Tomato sauce. Tomato.
Okay, so a standard. Okay. Right, off you go. Hello, Domino's Pizza. Please, can I order a pizza? It's for delivering, please. And that's to. My phone number ends in 996. We ordered already, yeah. Well, now we would like another one. That's the one, yeah. Because we ordered the last one last week, of course. So pepperoni, please, this one. And cheese and tomato. Thank you. Pepperoni passion. Richard, are you happy with pepperoni passion?
I'm delighted.
Richard is delighted with that. That'd be great. Thank you. Yes, yes, please. Yes, please. Nothing else? I'll pay in cash when it arrives. Thank you. Perfect. See you then. Goodbye. Order the pizza.
That was beautiful. Well done, everybody.
And it'll be here later on. And then we'll eat the pizza.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. Your other guest, who we haven't introduced, is very hungry.
Yes, we will get to her or him in a second. Now, Richard, you're probably most famous out of all your things for your Twitter activity.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my word. We've got some stats here.
Yeah.
You've got 625,000 followers.
Okay.
The population of New Zealand, probably.
No way.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's coming on, isn't it? Might as well be.
A small country.
It's three times Iceland.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, it is, isn't it?
Iceland's very small.
So you've got the same population of followers as three Icelands.
I call it Thriceland. Yeah.
Do you want to do...
Yes, thank you.
Anything like that. Will, do you want to do a bit of music to celebrate the Thriceland moment?
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay. Do you know how many tweets you've sent?
Oh, I mean a ridiculous amount.
Nearly 50,000.
No way.
You've been on Twitter since April 2009, which, as we all know, is 3,100 days. So you've sent 16 tweets a day for 8.5 years.
Wow. How about that?
It's pretty good.
It's not bad going. I'm glad I've done other stuff as well. Otherwise, I would really be questioning my life choices.
Well, the quality of your tweets is very good.
That's kind.
I had a look at them. Out of the 16 per day, well over half are of an excellent quality, and the others are often fine.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, that's good.
But what would it be like if you tweeted to music? Well, let's find out. Richard, I've selected some tweets of yours.
Okay.
I've put them into pairs that rhyme.
So no,
I want you to
haven't.
Read them out over some music. Would you mind doing that?
I'd love to
do
that.
So it'd be like a poem. A song, I suppose.
Yes, well, yeah, that's, I guess, reading stuff out over music. It's kind of the definition of a song, isn't it?
Here they are. So what sort of music would you like, first of all?
That's a good question. Do you know No Diggity by Blackstreet? Like a kind of that, but not that, because obviously you can't play that, so you can't clear it. But imagine Blackstreet got back together.
Yes.
I mean, these guys look a little bit like Blackstreet.
Yep.
Some of them do.
A little bit.
Well spotted.
Just enough, I think.
Yeah.
They look just enough like Backstreet. Okay, so they'll play the music. They rhyme, but they don't scan.
Gotcha.
So just take your time over it.
Oh, this is very recent.
Yeah, they stretch back. Well, you'll sort of see a whole load of recent history in your tweets.
Gotcha.
Okay. So off you go, guys. They'll find their way in a second.
Do you need me to sing or just talk?
No, I think this is a talking
just
one.
Just a talking
We will come
one.
On to singing, Richard.
Gotcha.
It's quite menacing.
On my way to sunny Brighton, my old hometown. If anyone is in town, then DM away. Thank you for all your lovely Twitter spats, everyone. Have a brilliant day.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry already. What's the earliest time I can have my tea?
Yeah.
I can't remember all my O-level results in, but in my biology dissection, I scraped a B.
So that's quite a good joke, because it's scraped a B. The animal, the bee.
Twitter.
The stress of having Trump as president is the same as the stress of having an awful new boss at work. Green tea is just hipster Diet Coke.
Kirk.
I've got really to rhyme.
With work.
Yeah, give me that.
Okay. We're a third of the way through.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll go quicker. I hear you. Due to a typo, I am a jack of all trades and master of nine.
I like that as well.
Thank you. This is the most dinner party university challenge of all time. I think they should make a Maltesers Viennetta. What's the best breakfast chocolate bar? I really fancy a double-decker.
I'm quite proud of that, Ryan.
Yeah,
double-decker and Viennetta.
I've done some judicious muting recently, and it's starting to make Twitter fun again. Okay, while everyone is asleep, what do you think of them? I couldn't be bothered to go to the shop today, so I made a pasta sauce using Yakult instead of cream. It went as well as you'd imagine.
Back to Trump now.
We're already 1/8 of the way through Trump's presidency. We can do this, everyone.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That doesn't rhyme at all.
Yes, it does. Everyone, imagine.
Awful.
Everyone, imagine. Everyone, imagine.
On the train to sunny Birmingham for the cricket, I'm open for wickets and traditional Midlands hospitality. Time now for the Republicans to choose their place in history. That was a serious one.
Yeah. Last one now. Let's make it big.
I think the woman on the advert who says, I don't even know... Oh,
it's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
I think the woman on the advert who says, I didn't even know Oral-B made a toothpaste, lacks imagination. Current status, being driven to loose women.
That was fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I rhymed imagination with loose women.
Yep. Well, you're not the first person.
No. There was.
Because in your head they do rhyme.
Yeah. Lynham rhymed that as well. Des Lynham rhymed that.
Did he?
He was the first person.
I didn't know that.
I'm the fourth.
Where is Des Lynham these days? I was thinking that the other day.
When I was saying it, I was thinking, is he still alive?
I think he's still with us.
Oh, phew. Phew.
Yeah. He was one of the double Deses who did Countdown.
I was with the other one.
Before Hewer took over.
Yeah. I was on with Des O'Connor.
No way.
And I was sat next to him as a genuine contestant, and he...
I know that.
He said the words under his breath as we were playing them. But he was rubbish at it, so he said things like it and cat. But also I could hear his earpiece, and I could hear the producers saying longer words, so I got through that way.
No, mm-hmm. That's not true.
That is true.
Have you said that before?
No, never said that before.
You're kidding me.
No?
Because I know they do that.
They do that, and he had bad hearing, so you could hear.
I tell you what about the producer, though. He doesn't do that with a computer, does it out of his own, because he's like a master, not a mastermind champion.
A like
Scrabble
a countdown champion.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Really? So you cheated. You're good anyway,
I didn't cheat.
Right?
I just heard what I heard.
Yeah, nothing you can do, right? Have you got a teapot?
Yes, I give it to my mother.
You have now.
Sheila.
They'll be taking that away.
Oh, no. Sheila has the teapot.
That's nice.
You wouldn't take it from me.
That's a nice son.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to move on now.
Okay.
Everyone all right?
Yeah, lovely. Yep. Hungry.
Richard, where do you stand on music? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad.
Yes. Yes, at last. Did you...
Listen, music, I like. Musicians, you're less so. I once said to my brother's a professional musician, I said, of the 1 billion most interesting things ever said, none of them were ever said by a musician.
Wow.
Don't you think, though, when you see Bono or Tom York talking, you just think, oh, all right.
Yeah, well, I live with these five.
You live with Bono and Tom York?
Yes, and yes, I do.
No, but you guys all live together, do you?
Yeah, we all live together.
In this recording studio?
No, in Guildford.
Do you?
Expect so, something like that.
Okay.
Did you write the music to Pointless?
Yes. No, Mark Sylvan wrote the music to Pointless.
Do you have a live band in the studio every time it's played?
No, we don't.
Would you like to have one?
No.
Would you like to hear this band play it?
The theme tune. Do you know what? It's interesting about the theme tune to Pointless. It is catchy. I accept that. And every time I hear it, obviously something in my brain kicks in, like a Pavlov kind of response to it. But I could not whistle it. And I've done 1,200 episodes of it.
It's amazing.
And it's a bit like Funky Town, a little bit.
I don't think I can whistle it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Why don't you try? You should try, maybe.
Yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it?
That's close. Is that it? It's close. Familiar. It does sound familiar. It's not quite. My emotional response is not what it should be.
How about the band play it, and then we try to whistle it after it, immediately after.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you. Okay. Are you ready, Richard? Okay, I'll make them stop. And stop. Ready, Richard? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not a good whistle, is it?
Well, yeah, it's a hard whistle. Sometimes I can whistle.
No, I didn't mean whistling. I meant the tune isn't.
The tune is not good.
No,
to
your
whistle.
Whistling was lovely.
Do you want to know what the catchiest song ever that's impossible to sing along to is?
I don't, but I know Mark is interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Hey, yo. Yeah, it is a bit weird.
But you know what? It sounds terrible, right? But when you hear it, it's incredibly catchy. So what's that about? That's the science of music.
Let's find what it's about.
Okay.
Out, because you've not come alone today, Richard.
No.
You've brought your singing teacher.
I have, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, do you think? Well, I'm coming in with a band.
No.
I'm standing in front of a microphone.
But not everyone has a singing teacher.
And I have a very good friend who's teaching me to sing, who has worked with a number of you before, worked with you before as well.
Yeah, the number is 100%.
All of you.
Mm.
How about that?
Hello, Summer Doo.
Hi.
This is Summer Doo.
Hello.
I've got your surname as well, and I try to write a jingle. It's Summer Doo Jayatilaka. Is that right?
It's Jayatilaka.
Jayatilaka.
Yeah.
And I typed it into Rhyme Zone, because that's how you write a song.
Uh-huh.
And they said, Summer Doo rhymes with honeydew, or what to do.
And
Jayatilaka rhymes with viable option.
Okay.
Wow. I would have gone with Sue Barker.
Yeah.
Because there's a physical similarity.
Really?
Don't you think a little bit? You're like a brunette Sue Barker.
No.
Okay.
This is going badly, this lesson.
Never call someone a brunette Sue Barker.
Do you not think? That's a nice thing to be.
Which one's Sue Barker?
Sue, the one who does Question of Sport. Amazing voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wish I was a brunette Sue Barker. Well.
Sue Barker.
Okay, so
see, that's a song that's a theme tune that I will learn. I'll know for the rest. I even know the old version of that.
Go on then.
There you go. That's the old one.
Richard, why are you learning to sing?
Well, because it's a very good question. Because when Alex, how old are you?
39. Personal best.
30. Well done. Mm-hmm. I'm 46, and when you get to 46, you run out of stuff to do in life. So you've sort of done everything, and I sort of think, well, I'm not going to learn a language because it's impossible.
Yes, agree with that.
And I'm not going to learn an instrument because it's really, really difficult
and pointless.
Apart from the piano and the guitar.
Oh, I love them.
I just thought, well, learning to sing would be a fun thing, a fun thing to do. And you know, Xander's done an album, Bradley Walsh has done an album. I'm not going to do an album. But I'd like to at least kind of explore my range.
So you got Summer Doo in.
Yeah.
Summer Doo, why did you agree to do this? Is it hard cash?
No, I think I want to teach Richard how to sing. He's got a nice speaking voice.
Lovely speaking voice.
So I think he can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He can use it to sing.
We're going to hear some of the singing soon.
Oh, okay.
And maybe we'll hear a bit of the teaching as well. But first of all, I thought it'd be nice to hear a man with an incredible voice. The drummer. Weirdly.
No way.
So in that little head, a lovely little voice.
Hold on, because he's in the distance here. People on the radio, they don't, or, you know, when the podcast, they won't be able to see where we are, presumably.
No.
And it's quite a big room here. It's quite Beatles-esque.
We're in the Albert Hall.
No, but it is. For a rehearsal room, it's quite.
Mm.
And, you know, the drummer is a long way away. But from here, he could be Phil Collins.
Well, let's find out. Are you Phil Collins?
No.
A brunette. Okay. Brunette, Phil Collins.
Mysterious.
Well, Ben, do you want to sing your sad little song with your funny little voice?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. Well, there'll be more in the future, and there's so many from the past. You lasted for a year, and that's all a man can ask. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. But you're the best damn calendar that I've had this year.
Mm. That's lovely. Mm. That's a lovely voice.
As a comedy producer, how early did you see the punchline coming?
Well, from Days Are Numbered.
Yes.
That's a very familiar trope. But listen, it was lovely. But when someone sings so beautifully, that's the point. You get away with it, don't you?
Yes, you do.
I used to work with someone called Cat Calendar.
Oh.
Which is something you buy someone for Christmas. So if any listeners have worked with someone whose name is something you might buy somebody else for Christmas, I'd be interested in hearing.
So singing. Because I've had to do some public singing recently.
Yeah.
When you're a dad, quite often you have to go to things like Bounce and Rhyme and sing in a library when everyone can hear you.
Yeah.
And I go for it.
Do you?
I sing very loud and very well.
That's interesting.
Summer do.
Yes, Alex.
Horn. And thank you. If you were singing Old MacDonald in a library with 12 other mums and one dad, and you wanted it to sound good, how would you advise me to sort of show... How can you show off in something as basic as Old MacDonald?
I think you should just imagine that you're Christopher Plummer in The Sound of Music and just sort of blast it out like you're a captain.
Can you show me?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, she's good, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's on tour with Van Morrison.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was actually, for listeners, that was actually me doing that bit, but somebody will have a go in a bit.
When you're on tour with Van Morrison, do you travel in a Morrison's van?
In my mind, I do, yes.
That joke was written by the bassist, Will Collier.
Lovely, Will.
Well done, Will.
And nicked by me. Now, just quickly on Van Morrison. Oh, it must be an interesting touring with him. Can you tell us a secret about Van Morrison? 12 secrets about Van Morrison.
Does he like Yakult?
He is lovely.
Oh, good, good. Well, let's crack on with the singing lesson. I'm going to sing a song about Richard. How do I do it?
You sing beautifully. Just let your heart into it. Just put your heart and soul behind it.
Why don't you sing something and then have a little lesson?
That's
the
way
to do it.
Yeah, I can show you something.
Okay, well, I've written a song about you, Richard.
Okay.
Excellent.
We haven't got any music yet.
Not the first person.
The fourth again, Lynham.
Lynham did one. That was weird. Yeah.
You can choose, because it's a song about your life, so what sort of music do you want? Do you want a happy song or a sad song?
I would say I will take, at this current stage in my life, I'll take a happy one.
Okay, and any particular style?
Like kind of Swedish pop, you know, kind of Alpha Beat or Ace of Base or something like, you know, just the absolute, those guys who absolutely just nail every single pop song they ever write.
So later than ABBA, but that sort of thing.
Yeah, listen, it can have echoes of ABBA.
And the chorus is very long, guys. It's, "Oh, Richard, oh, Richard, we'd love to be pictured with Richard, oh, Richard, the man they call Richard Thomas Osmond, the greatest, the fastest, the bravest, and the noblest of the Osmonds." So if you just join in on that bit.
That's a great rhyme, by the way.
Yes. The last one.
Pictured.
Pictured and Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, off we go then. I like it. Just one verse and then straight into the chorus. Here we go. Born in Billericay, over 5 feet tall. He's on a show called Pointless that's made by Endemol. Fulham is his football team. I bet he owns a juicer. His middle name is Thomas. He's a nice TV producer. Oh, Richard. Oh, Richard.
Oh, Richard.
We'd love to be pictured with Richard. Thomas Osmond is the greatest, the fastest, the bravest, and the noblest of the Osmonds. Okay, so next chorus you've got to join in on. There's one more verse, then one more chorus. Men
Men really like him and by women he's adored. In 2011 he won Heat's Weirdest Crush Award. Other guys who've won that thing include Carl Pilkington, Derren Brown, Russell Howard, Hammond, May and Clarkson. Oh, Richard!
Oh, Richard!
Oh, Richard!
Oh, Richard!
Oh, Richard! We'd love to be pictured with Richard. Oh, Richard!
The picture's
oh,
here.
Richard. The man they call Richard Thomas Osman, the greatest, the fastest, the bravest, and the noblest of the Osmonds.
The pizza's here.
Yeah.
Pizza's here.
I thought that was terrific.
Okay, well.
That had it. It was a kind of 70s new wave thing, though, like The Knack or something like that, I felt.
And that's what you asked for, wasn't it, before?
That's exactly what I asked for. Yeah, we can do a pickup where I asked for that.
Pizza's here. Just going to get the pizza in. Hello there. Do you want a song? No, I don't want a song. Do you want some cash? You want cash? It's raining outside.
Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Anyone got £5? Richard, would you cover?
I've got a 10.
Do you mind covering while I go in?
No, I absolutely cover. Gentlemen, the horn section. Lovely to have you all here. You've worked with Alex for a very, very long time, I imagine.
Yep.
Could you just one by one tell us just one word I need? What's the worst thing about Alex? We'll start to my right.
Tone deaf.
That's two words, but actually with a hyphen, I'll give you that.
Odour.
Odour, yeah, I think that was going to come up.
Taste.
Taste.
Voice.
Voice.
Sex.
That was terrific stuff.
Yes?
Should we lock him out?
Hey, Alex.
How did it go?
Yeah, I was just talking to the guys about you. Goodness me, they like you.
Yes? There we go. Pepperoni passion.
Oh, that's so kind.
Do you want, I guess it's take one and pass it on. Do you want, is that the way it works?
Idea.
Oh, but it's time. Oh, actually, you can enjoy your pizza while listening to a joke from a band member.
Okay.
And we have a sting for this, a little jingle. Somebody, would you mind singing the jingle? The words are, it's a joke from a band member. And we'll find out the tune when it's been performed by Ed Sheldrake on piano. Bill, could you tell the joke tonight?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
It's a joke from a band member.
A cheese factory exploded, but the manager promised to cover all costs incurred.
That has brought the mood down.
Well, that was Will Collier, the non-racist bassist.
You know what? Nice to finally have one.
Well, you've got a choice now. You can either hear a word from our sponsors, or you can play a game called Which Person Has Done the Most Things.
Will we? If I choose one, will we not do the other? Or will
no, we'll just do it in a different order.
Well, let's do a word from our sponsor, because then I can finish this.
Okay,
slice of
this
pizza.
Is a word. So thank you to our sponsors.
Which I have to say is deliciously made by Domino's. That's Domino's Pizzas.
Well, this is a word from this week's sponsor. Thank you so much. This wouldn't be possible without them. A word from our sponsors. This is an original podcast brought to you by Deezer, the music streaming service that you might have heard of that is French, I think. I think they're based in France. Deezer. What about cumin?
No, it leaves me fuming.
Cardamom?
No, I don't wear cardigans.
Turmeric?
It makes me feel sick.
Nutmeg?
You're off your nutmeg.
What about cinnamon?
I give it to the binnamon.
Tamarind?
It gives me the bad
mint. Masala?
I prefer banana.
Sporty spice?
Oh, she's an Aussie spice.
Chinese spice.
It's the spice for me.
Chinese spice.
I take 2 spoons in my tea.
Chinese spice.
Guaranteed. You've got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spice
and a happy family. Yes, you've got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spice
and a happy family.
5 spice. So, well, yeah. Thank you.
Quite claggy in that.
the trumpeter got quite claggy during that one.
Really?
Because of the pizza.
Ah. So it's very good,
time.
Though.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
They've been sponsoring us for 7 years now.
Have they?
Chinese Five Spice.
That's nice. Well, it's 35 years then.
Now, this game, as you know, is called Which Person Has Done the Most Things.
Okay.
You can both take part, if you like. But you do need to grab a musical instrument of some sort. It can be a rattle.
Have you got a bassoon?
Have we?
No, I'll take... you're like a world expert on the tambourine, somebody. Somebody was explaining to me it's much harder to play the tambourine than it looks.
Mm. Well, OK, we'll have a quick tambourine demonstration, then we'll play the game. Oh. Go on then, somebody. What can you do with it?
Well, I just need to make friends with it a little bit first.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, like this. Because it sounds rubbish now.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. And then, obviously, like this, sideways. Or that way.
We need someone to play along.
Yeah, well, we're all going to play along.
Oh, amazing.
But you need an instrument too.
Okay, I'm happy to take anything. Recorder.
Ocarina. You should have the
ocarina. The ocarina of
the
time.
Ocarina.
Okay, I'll pass. Here is the Orinoco. So just enjoy that. There's lots of holes.
Can I? Where am I blowing?
That's what. Is that
true? You've got to have a catchphrase. This bit.
Yeah. Yes, please.
All right.
Just give it a go.
This bit.
Okay. Perfect.
Is that right? Hold on.
Ooh, there we go. Looking forward to this. So, just very quickly, before you start, the rules are very simple. You're all going to play a musical instrument throughout this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a list of things that you might have done. If you haven't done the thing that I say, you have to stop playing. The last person to play has done the most things.
Oh, I love it.
Right, so if you all start playing the note that Richard said and make it sound good... Okay. Lovely. And I will start reading out things you might have done. If you haven't done them, stop playing. Here we go. Drank a can of Red Bull. Well, they've all done it. They've all done it. Bought a rug. Anyone not bought a rug? They've all bought rugs. These guys have got cash. Wielded an axe. Anyone not wielded an axe? We've lost someone. We've lost the bassist. He's never wielded an axe. Have we lost some of you?
We haven't.
Wow, we're down to six. Slept under the stars. Ooh, slept under the stars, everyone? Yeah, of course I have. Helicopter! Been in a helicopter. Osman's not been in a helicopter. Shut up. Well, you've got a treat at the end of this. up and away. So it's just Mark. This is ends early, but that's fine. Let's see how long we keep Mark on for. Hannah had an accident in their trousers aged over 15.
Of course,
yeah. Of course,
yeah.
Taxi? Ever got a taxi? Yeah. Punched someone in the face. Got a reasonable size electric shock. Yeah. Water skiing? Can't imagine that. Helped an animal give birth, e.g. lambing. Yeah. Cooked a cake. Grown some potatoes. Kissed a footballer on the lips. Accidentally. Have you kissed a footballer on the lips?
No, but I felt that we needed a punchline.
Yeah, well, I had one. It was accidentally headbutted the Queen. But
I'm
yours
so
was
sorry.
No, that's all right.
Oh, I would have gone in on that. That's where I would have come in.
Well, so Mark has officially done the most things, and no one's disputing that.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've never been in a helicopter.
No.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Is it a height thing?
I don't know what it is. I'm not desperate to go in one, I must say. They're very dangerous.
Are they?
They are one in three helicopters crashes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, listen, two in three is good odds. You know, you're probably going to survive. But, yeah, one in three comes down.
Blimey, do they know which ones?
No, they don't. I mean, that's
the problem,
yeah, otherwise you would just avoid
those
ones.
Yeah, if they could sort those ones out.
Yeah, that's the way they would deal with that. Yeah. That's the insurance industry would be in trouble if you knew that.
I've got another game for you.
Excellent.
We play this with all our guests.
One.
That was a good game. This is a game called Range Rover. All the guests on the podcast do this. You can vote, I think, just for you, Richard, actually, because it's quite a bit of singing involved.
Lovely.
If you win this, the winner at the end of the podcasts will get a Range Rover.
Okay.
Maybe. So we're going to listen to your musical range. You're going to sing your lowest note.
Yeah.
And then work your way up, and we'll see how many notes you can do.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. How would, where would I start? Like low? What would be a low
no
note?
No one else has had a coach.
As low as you can speak.
You can't do it, can you?
As low as you can. Lower. Yeah, that's good.
That seems to be as low as you can. What are we,
like
what are we looking
of,
at there?
Like a kind of Johnny Cash thing.
Yeah, go think Johnny Cash and then end up with Alan Jones.
Okay, let's just find out what note we're
think
on.
Of Johnny Cash. That's like so many evenings out, isn't it? You start. You think of Johnny Cash, you end up with Alan Jones.
Exactly.
do you note again, Richard?
So how? In what form would you like it?
La.
So la would be the best. Okay. La.
Lovely. Let's find out what note was that, guys.
It was somewhere between an F sharp and a G.
Thank you, Francis. Okay, so we're starting with between an F and a G, and then just work your way up, and we'll see how many notes you can do.
La.
One.
Is that higher? That's higher.
You're already higher.
I think that was the same one again. Was it? Was
that
higher?
That was a bit higher, wasn't it?
Okay.
That's a B flat.
That was a B flat.
Two. Okay. And then
thank you.
If you could have less time between the notes from
la.
Now on. Three.
It's a D.
La.
Four.
La.
Five.
La.
Six.
La.
Seven.
Keep going.
La.
Eight.
I think Alan Jones now. We're walking the air.
La. That feels like the same longer.
No, it was higher.
Was it higher?
Yeah, it was higher.
Have we reached the peak?
I don't think I've got higher than that.
Okay, so we're going to stick with nine?
Yeah. Unless you go into a falsetto, like a Bee Gees type thing, but that's cheating, right?
You were already there. That was falsetto.
Was that not a falsetto?
But I think you can go even more falsetto. I can go falser than that, I think.
Go on.
Give me one more go, Richard. This is podcast gold.
I mean, it's a shame we can't see the face, isn't it? Because that's the best bit.
Yeah.
Well, was that one even higher, somebody?
No,
it's
the same.
No, those are the same.
Was that the same?
So you scored...
Yeah, longer, though.
It was longer, yeah, exactly.
That was about sustain.
Yes, it was. And you scored nine in Range Rover.
Okay,
nine.
That's
all right. Yes. All right. Nine different notes.
We meant to be going to a major scale, though, aren't we, as part of the game?
They do what they want.
Okay.
They do what they want, and he did what he wanted.
I didn't. I just thought major scale, who cares, is exactly. What I thought. I thought it was a bit boring.
Not about score nine.
Everyone else is going to be doing major scales. I thought I'd do my own thing. I'm very influenced by jazz.
Yeah, right.
Something like
I hear you're also influenced by R. Kelly. Is that correct?
I love a bit of R. Kelly, yeah.
What's your favourite R. Kelly song?
Ignition.
You wouldn't, would you?
Well, I wouldn't normally do this, but if you want me to break off a bit of the remix, I might...
Well, I think now that you've warmed up that lovely voice of yours...
I might need the lyrics in front of me. I don't mind, I'll say as much as you fancy.
Okay, and then we'll all sing a song together, and somebody you can do some BVs on that.
Okay.
And...
You know Ignition somebody, don't you?
Yeah.
It's the freaking weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Follow me, guys, yeah? Because I tend to, you know, I tend to tiptoe around the garden a little bit sometimes. You know, you've got to follow me.
Just
to... I'm like, you know those hose sprinklers you get? And you've got to dodge the hose. That's the key with me.
One, two, three.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead, break it off, a little preview of the remix. Yeah. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do your things you do, the way you're feeling cool. That's why I'm always on your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So let me give you that toot-toot, let me give you that beep-beep. Running a hand through my pro, I'm bouncing on 24s. What they said on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing we're sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, we're about to have me some fun. Lovely. I messed up the lyrics at the beginning of that. I'm so sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They are nonsense anyway, I think.
No, they're not.
What do they mean?
Well, he's talking about that, you know, he's talking about his ability to find a woman, mm-hmm. essentially. And he's talking about, he's comparing himself to a car.
Mm-hmm.
He's comparing himself to a football coach. At one point. Then, when he gets into the next verse, actually he stops with the metaphors and he becomes much more direct. He's actually talking about the very act itself. He talks about his car. He's in a stretch navigator. There's food everywhere, as if the party was catered. And after that, he talks about the experience at the hotel. and he talks about exactly what happens, and he goes into some detail, not about the sex act itself, to be fair, this is R. Kelly, for goodness sake, but he talks about what happens. So after the show, it's the after party. Obviously. After the party, it's the hotel lobby. Round about four, you have to clear the lobby.
Of course you do.
And then it's up to your room, and he's duking somebody. But
he's watching somebody?
Duking somebody.
Oh, dear.
But the privacy is on the door, though. He can hear a screaming more, but no one's getting in because his job is very much privacy. Mark Kelly.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Still think it's nonsense. Now... Thank you, Richard.
What bit of it you think that is nonsense?
It's the bouncing bit. Why is he bouncing?
He's talking about the car. He said the car is on 24s, which is a 24-inch rim. And he's talking about the car going... It's on hydraulics. So the car is on hydraulics, essentially.
Mm. You've unpicked it like poetry. It's lovely.
No, I'm just explaining the imagery of it to you.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. He is talking about the sexual act, essentially, but he's, the metaphor is that of a muscle car.
They're all funny.
Yeah, I know. That's the pizza.
Well,
how was that somebody, by the way?
Oh, that was amazing.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're freestyling.
I wouldn't have been able to sing that 2 weeks ago. And now, now listen to me.
Well, we've heard your voice. That's it.
Lovely. Well, I've really enjoyed it. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
I hope that I hope it's been enjoyable for you. It's been enjoyable for me.
Well, it really has.
And somebody?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. The viable option.
Thank you. Thank you for the pizza as well.
Thank you.
That was really good. It wasn't my best bit. My best bit was... Honestly, my best bit was meeting the guys, you know, and hearing their musicality, which is very special.
The pizza guy didn't want to hear their musicality.
He was probably busy, to be fair.
Mm, the idea was we would get him in and he would join in it as well.
No way.
He didn't take his helmet off.
He was not... Well, listen, he's a professional.
Well, I guess it's going to be a quick case of Will's going to tell an anecdote about his trousers and then you can go.
OK.
So just a bit of piano music under the...
I haven't got one.
Yes, you do. Mark told me you did. He said save it for the podcast.
Yeah, I heard it.
Off you go, Ed.
Oh, yeah. So, thanks, guys. The other day I was getting ready to go to school to teach and I thought, I'm going to put some jeans on. To hell with it. Then I bottled it and put trousers on and went to school with trousers on. And when I got there, it was jeans for jeans day.
So, not a bad way to
goodness
end the podcast.
Is Will a teacher?
Will is a teacher, yeah. You laughed too early then because I think you thought that was nonsense.
I teach a bit of guitar.
Regular teacher. Oh, that's not a teacher then, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's a musician earning some extra. It's not a teacher.
No.
It's not teaching maths.
But the anecdote stands up, doesn't it?
It's an amazing, amazing anecdote. I mean, that's you know what? It's that sort of anecdote that made Alanis Morissette write Ironic.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same anecdote.
Jeans for jeans. Say, anyway, what is that?
Kids are allowed to wear jeans to school, and they bring in like a quid and give it to some charity.
No jeans. But why?
There's a charity called Jeans, is there?
Jeans for Jeans.
So it's not a charity to buy jeans.
I didn't really look into it. I was just
Jeans for Jeans.
Jeans.
Yes.
Jeans.
Genetics.
Genes.
Yeah.
Such a sad way to end this.
Well, I think we got it there, lads.
That's my first ever anecdote.
Well, thank you, somebody. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
You just sort of have to slip away now.
All right.
We can play music as you slip away if you want.
You do what you do, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Sound like they're about to die.
Well, they're
slipping away.
We're all about to die. It's just in terms of how you deal with temporality.
I think we should play some more cheerful music as they skip away.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Off they go. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, somebody. And some ado. Goodbye. Well, that was Richard and Somerdo. They've gone now. What did you think, guys? Ed? Is it Ed?
Yes, it is Ed.
What did you think of them?
I'm not their biggest fans.
No. Will it?
I fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Reynolds?
Loved it. All the way.
Joe?
Yeah, I like one of them, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
Mark?
It's all right.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I thought they were magnificent.
I thought they were a pair of wankers.
Hey! Say sorry, Willett.
It's sorry, Willett.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. And today we're going to play you out with a song all about dating in the modern world. So, in your own time, James. Ed. I find it quite surprising they're advertised on telly. A bit confusing. There seem to be so many. They often wander in the hills, dressed in black from head to toe. They're beautiful, mysterious, but there's a few more things I'd like to know. Where do you get a Scottish widow? I'd like one next to me on the pillow. What happened to her husband? It's all a bit suspicious. She's in this weird financial club, and she seems quite ambitious. Why must the widow be Scottish? Will I need to buy some square sausage? Why are they all so pretty? Have they passed some sort of test? Or is it just that being Scottish suits a widow best? How will I know if she's real? Where do I get a good deal? Maybe I'm too wary, but a friend of mine got stung. He ordered a Scottish widow, but received an Irish nun. An Irish nun. An Irish nun. An Irish nun. You've been listening to the Horn Section Podcast. It's a Pixie U production for Deezer. It features Willett Collier on bass, Benji Reynolds on, drums, Joe Auckland on trumpet,
what about the credits on the podcast?
Mark Brown on sax and guitar.
What about the credits on our podcast?
Paul on piano. Is it Paul?
What about the
Ed on piano.
What about the credits on the podcast? What about the credits on the podcast?
So these are the credits.
What about the credits?
It also featured Summer Do, viable option.
What about the credits on the podcast?
And Richard, Australian man, Richard Orson. Thanks for listening. We will see you soon. If you want to hear some extra bits from this episode, sign up to Deezer at deezer.com or on the app to enter the magical bonus zone. Goodbye.
Deezer. Originals.